I'm Ellie Bond.
I'm Sophia Pozo.
And today we're going to be giving people the space to talk about their experiences with moving to America, what they feel about their home, where they feel their home is, and their personal culture transition.
And just what home means to them. It's a really relative concept.
Decided that we'd interview three different people, asking them questions like, what comes to mind when you think of home? How long have you lived in America? What is it like to have parents or children raised in a different country? What is your greatest memory of culture shock? What is your experience with the mover transition? And, of course, what's your favorite song from back home?
The must-have question. So we found three different people that we thought represented a vast array of home choices and experiences.
My mom, Claire Bond, moved, well, when I was 20 months old, we moved over to the U.S., and so I interviewed her about her experience moving away from home.
What comes to mind when you think hear the word home?
It's the village that I grew up in, it's the name of Wittendine, which nobody can ever spell. Even people who lived in England couldn't spell Wissendine. It's quite complicated. It has a silent H. I say the village more than my home, my family home, because we moved a couple of times within the village, but it's basically the village, mostly because being such a small village, it's everybody knew each other. I went to primary school at the school in the village, so we all the kids knew each other. There was a playground and a village green where mums used to take their kids to play, and so we, pretty much most people knew each other. My grandparents lived in the village, and so, you know, it was a multi-generational thing as well. And it was so familiar that, there was one road that ran in and out of the village. It was 4 miles away from the nearest town, which doesn't seem a lot when you drive a car, but it's a lot to a kid, you know, when that's all you have for entertainment at the weekends and stuff like that. So, and there was two buses went through the village a day, in the morning and the afternoon. And there was also one road that went through the village. It was no other exits. So when it would be winter, the snow would drift quite severely. You didn't need to have too much snow. There would always be wind in England, or where I live certainly there was, and it would drift, and a few inches of snow would cause snow drifts and block the village. And there was one winter where we were blocked for easily a week, and we had the mailman, which was called the postman, we had a milkman, we had another delivery guy, and there were a few people who got trapped in the village because they happened to be there at the time. And it took that long for people to dig us out, because a lot of people had tried to drive out and left their cars and got stuck. In the process of that five, six days, the parents, the adults, drank both of the pubs dry, and counted it, the whole thing, as a party. The kids had more fun than I can ever remember having, because we would basically take our sleds and go anywhere and sled around. And once the pubs ran out of beer, then there was a sort of a rolling party from house to house, where the kids and the adults would sort of, you know, go and sort of eat the place out of, you know, food and drink, and then move on. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it was basically the most social event. And of course, these people who were stranded in the village were staying with us as well, so they became very familiar.
What is it like to have a child raised in a different country?
There are many things that I'm very happy about having you raised here. Very, very happy. There's one regret, is that you've missed out on in my mind, you've missed out on the environment and the countryside and the ruralness that I grew up in, that I would love you to have seen. But you've grown up in an urban environment.
What was your experience with the move and the transition?
Just arriving and realizing how, in the first few weeks, how I had imagined that living in an English-speaking country was going to be just like living in an English-speaking country, just in a different place. But there were so many, particularly in Michigan, so many ways on a daily basis that I realized that being English, British English, is being a foreigner to living in America.
What's your favorite song from back home?
That would just be a historic thing as opposed to from back home, but it would be Simple Minds, all of Simple Minds, basically. That's my anthems.
I found it incredibly interesting how she thought the move from the UK over here would be literally the same and there wouldn't be too much difference because they were both English-speaking countries.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting as well.
Yeah, and then she got massive culture shock with with little things.
Yeah,
like,
especially.
Yeah, and
oh, sorry?
And also calling things tea, you know, calling dinner tea.
Yeah.
That was an incident with a babysitter that happened. It's like, can you give her tea at 6? It's like,
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting how you were saying with the English-speaking countries, how she said she felt like a visitor here, or like she wasn't a local American because of that accent delineates her.
Yeah, and speaking of the accent, something that she didn't mention that she's talked to me quite a few times about was when I was younger, before I went to school in Michigan, I definitely had a British accent. And then as soon as I started going to school and hanging out with the kids, I would come home and be speaking in a completely different accent to the one that they were speaking with.
Wow.
And apparently it was an interesting situation.
America ruined you. Yes.
Yeah, and also she does have a lot of stories about that village that she used to live in. Yeah. And it sounds really, really nice and how everyone knew each other. And that's the kind of thing that she wanted for me to experience. But
yeah, just listening to what she had to say about her village, I mean, that sounds so different from the world we live in right now, especially all of us being from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow, it sounded like a whole little dream world, little corner of the world.
My neighbor, Josefa Ramonde, she moved here from Brazil quite a few years back, so I interviewed her as well.
So what comes to mind when you think of home?
I just think about my family. I think I wish they could be here with me. But I don't think I want to go back over there.
What is your greatest memory of like having culture shock? Was there one time where you really were blown away by America, or like something that was really like disconcerting to you about moving here?
Yeah, when I arrived here, it was like a big shock, like, because one thing is you think in America when you're watching the movies, you think of that dream thing, you know, all that fantasy in the movies. When you get here, you get that, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing, you know? How I'm gonna survive here, because I thought I could speak English because I studied English for 4 years there. Yeah. When I got here, it was completely different. So,
yeah.
And that was the big shock of the culture. And people here is much more polite than in Brazil. So all this, sorry, excuse me, and you know, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir. That kind of is a big shock for me. But now I think it's a good thing, you know, because when I go to Brazil, I feel like how people can be rude at the supermarket, whatever you go. So people are very rude.
And how was your experience with like the move or the transition to American culture?
I think it was good. I like it. I think it's I'm much happier here than I was there in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So I think here that I definitely had my dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like yeah. I always say, my dream come true because I have my husband, I have my family, I have my house, I have, you know, my kids that I love so much. And a lot of friends. That's another shock that I thought I never could have so many friends that I have.
Yeah.
You know, in a neighborhood and I think I have much more friends here than I used to have there.
Do you have a favorite song from back home? Or one that you've been listening to lately that you really like?
I do have lots of good songs that I like to make a good memories.
Similarly, when we were talking about my neighbor's interview, Josabel, something that really came to mind to us that was really prominent was that she was talking about she was missing her family. And that is just such an interesting concept to me, to move so far away, which I'm sure your mom experienced as well, and to be alienated from your family and everything you've known for that. And I know sometimes she'll go back to Brazil and her children have gone back to Brazil. And it's really funny because she says that one time she brought her young daughter when her daughter was probably around 2 for the whole summer. And she said that her daughter just like learned Portuguese and she was talking with all her cousins.
Gosh.
Yeah. But then she comes back to America and I don't really hear her speaking Portuguese. Her daughter, you know, so it's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something else that I thought was really interesting, and I've seen this narrated other places as well, is she was talking about how she kind of had this vision of America as it's portrayed in the movies, and how I think that she's talking about that was her greatest culture shock, is finding out that America is really not that Hollywood ideal.
Yeah, that's similar to all of the interviews that we did, really.
Yeah. And I can understand how alienating that would be. And she was, you know, saying she studied English for 4 years, and then she came here, and there was still so much that she didn't know. And just the culture is so different, which I think, you know, your mom reflected on too, about how she even knew the language and it was a completely alien world to her.
Even if it was the little things.
Yeah.
Like coffee.
Babysitters gotta learn.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed our classmate Defna, who is a freshman currently.
And let's let Defna tell you where she's from.
So, what comes to mind when you hear the word home?
I think you more so think of family, because those are the people who go with you from country to country, and they're the ones always with you. So, you know, it's cheesy, but kind of home is where your family is, starts to happen. And it's not your extended family, for sure. It's just, you know, your intimate family, and that becomes your home.
What is it like to have a parent raised in a different country? Would that work? Yeah.
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah, okay.
It is different culturally. I watch American shows, that might not be the best, but you know, you watch American shows and you see, you know, kids being sassy with their parents, or you see them, you know, being more open. My parents are open, don't get me wrong, but you know, they can just, you know, yell at their parents, which is completely foreign to me. But you know, so my parents want to bring this Turkish culture on me, and I mean, just in general, you know, we speak Turkish at home, we eat Turkish food, those are the basics. But there's a sense of cultural, you know, not appropriation, that's a completely different thing, but like a cultural, how do you say it, like expression maybe like etiquette that comes with your parents. And you kind of have to sometimes code switch from when you're in school and when you're with your parents, because it's a different environment.
What was your greatest memory of like culture shock that you experienced?
It was definitely when I was, when I was little, I completely neglected my Turkish side. I was like, I'm not Turkish, screw that, I'm American, I want to be American. And I think when I came into about sixth grade and I was in an international school, it was the first time I was like, oh, well, damn, I have all this behind me, I have all this culture. And especially when, you know, the Istanbul attacks started happening, a lot of terrorist attacks were happening, my parents were scared, and my extended family is good. And I was just a culture shock because you see America and it's different, you know, because I just thought everyone ate the food I ate and I realized it wasn't like that. And, you know, then I started kind of embracing it, which I hadn't done originally. And I think culture shock happens every day, but more so to me, there was just this one big moment in sixth grade. I don't know the specifics, but there was one big moment. I was like, damn, I'm Turkish. I should like love this.
And what was your experience with moving here?
So I originally lived here and then I moved abroad, Turkey, 4 years, Brussels, 3 years, and I came back. Coming back, the first year I came back was probably the worst year of my life. One, because it was smack dab in the middle of junior high, which is not a good time to come. But, yeah, and then there was just a sadness. I mean, because I lived here before, and when I lived here, I wanted to be American, you know. So I had thought of Atlanta as this amazing wonderland. You know, this was where I belonged, you know. And when I came back, you know, everything was bigger. So much, so big. You don't notice it. Like, I couldn't eat the food portions here. Like, it was so big. And I was just shocked. I mean, this wasn't the place I remembered. And I had moved to a different house, so I wasn't living in the same house. I didn't know anyone. You know, the friends I used to have, they were completely different people now. Like, I did not know them at all. And you just felt kind of isolated. And for me, especially because I had this, you know, fantasy in my mind. And it was just disappointment. Maybe it's America's book, but it might have been just me not knowing enough. You know, like, I was a kid. How was I supposed to know, like, how different it was? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I lived in Brussels, which was an amazing place to live. So, like, there was that.
What's your favorite song from Turkey?
Okay. I recently got obsessed with Turkish music, but Bandıra Bandıra. So stupid when you think about it, but it's a song about, and it has a rap in the middle of it, and oh my god, it's the best. Oh, it's amazing. It lifts you up. You're like, you're going crazy, and it's amazing. I love it. I think it's the best song in human history. And when the lyrics literally change, it is, dip me in sauce. It sounds like cannibalism, and it's bad. But I love it. Because I will say, in Turkish, I will eat you up is a saying that's like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I think it's the best thing in the world.
Oh my gosh.
I found it really interesting how Defne was talking about how she originally like suppressed her Turkish identity, and then as soon as she came back to America and she like saw that it was different from what she remembered.
Yeah.
And how she was talking about like it was so much bigger, her friends were different, that kind of thing. And she just had I'm Turkish.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I thought that was kind of a unique situation that I'm not sure our other interviewees really experienced, because she was so young, you know, and she was talking about how when she came back, the friends that she knew when she was little, they were grown up, you know, in kind of this pivotal time of her life. She said she came back in middle school.
Yeah.
Which is
very
for everybody. Yeah. And then so not only trying to survive the drama of middle school, but also trying to navigate her identity. You know, she had both this Turkish past, this past in Brussels as well.
Yeah.
And being at international school, I'm sure that also arose different experiences for her.
Yeah, and especially because when she was in Turkey, she still felt like her home was kind of, even though she said her home was with her family, she did feel like she belonged in the U.S. And then when she came back, it was just like this.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And I do think that is something that's really interesting. And all three of our interviewees said is that home to them really meant their family. And I think when we asked all three of them, that was the first thing that they talked about was their family, whether they missed them or their childhood.
Mm-hmm. Their surroundings, the people around them.
Yeah, which can change, as it did in Defne's case.
Yeah. So these kind of interviews and discussing home and like sense of belonging and that kind of thing, it really just kind of makes you think how lucky that you are to like know where your home is and have a central place and how that can be taken for granted.
Yeah, and especially as we're in high school, we're going to be going away to college soon, most of us. And, you know, that idea that if you go to somewhere far away from your family, just what that means and that whole new world, remembering where you came from, people love you there.
And that's all for this episode of The Perspective.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We've enjoyed having your company today.